Did you have good time at your prom? Because I didn't.
I planned my prom.
Of course you did.
Valentine's Day is around the corner. And I'm going to venture to guess that if you weren't into prom in high school, you might also not be that into Valentine's Day. Either way, I recently talked with three people.
I'm Dev Montanez.
I'm Em Beck.
And I'm Lou Barnhart.
Who run an annual prom for people who want an alternative to Valentine's Day. And maybe even an alternative to prom.
Buffy Prom is what we call an anti-Valentine's Day show and a fundraiser for All Options Pregnancy Resource Center.
It started 3 years ago. Dev used to do DIY booking to put on benefit shows and cover shows. She'd been chatting with Em, who wanted to learn to put on shows.
And I just texted Em and said, hey, do you want to actually do something?
So they invited people to put together cover bands. Any bands they wanted, as long as they were from a particular period of time.
It's 90s and early aughts bands, like pretty strictly.
That's because, as you've heard, the prom isn't just any prom. It's Buffy Prom. In honor of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the high school vampire hunting show that ran from 1997 to 2003. Why Buffy?
Buffy is a fully fleshed out character. She deals with not just like teenage lust, but, you know, grief, pain, and also being able to like fight actual demons versus her own demons or her friend's demons. I just always have like tied myself to Buffy.
And these cover bands from the Buffy years, the organizers are not looking for experienced bands. They're getting people together to have fun. It's low stakes.
There's maybe one band that was like a pre-existing band. I think it's a bunch of 20-year-old kids that we sort of know, but everyone else just sort of comes together and like creates this cover band.
Yeah, people think about their submissions all year.
Bloomington's Buffy Prom may have been Dev's brainchild, but going to DIY anti-Valentine's Day fundraiser shows, that's how she spent her teenage years. Around 2007 through 2012, there were a lot of anti-Valentine's Day cover shows.
And the point of that is it's pushing away from the Hallmark holiday of Valentine's Day, focusing more on self-love, but also like most of those shows, they raised money for local women's shelters. So to be able to bring that here is also really nice. The real point of doing the music section of it is so that people who normally don't get to be on a stage get to be on a stage. And they get to play music, they get to sing, if maybe they are scared to do it on their own.
It probably doesn't hurt that unlike traditional prom, and unlike a lot of concert venues, Buffy Prom is all ages.
I've seen people's parents. I've seen grandparents. Oh, I've seen like little kids running around with their really big headphones on. I often see a lot of teenagers, which makes me really happy. They are usually dressed up in very like vampiric, gothy outfits, which is really great.
For the past few years, Dev, Em, and Lou have done the fundraising on their own and just kind of dropped the money off at All Options.
Last year, I was lucky enough that when I went to go give them the money, they were actually having a matching program with the National Abortion Fund. I think that was who they're working with. So the $4,000 that we raised became $8,000.
Lately, though, they realized it might work better if they managed to get themselves absorbed into All Options.
So that we are essentially
volunteers.
The volunteers that put on this event.
Did you catch that? They wouldn't just be any volunteers. They'd be the Buffy Prom producing volunteers.
Because I don't think any of us have the capacity to become our own 501c3 anytime soon.
It's nice how much trust that they have put in us to represent an organization that deals with something that can be considered so controversial and to have people approach and just be like, we can represent you in the community. And they're like, sure, that sounds nice. That's a lot of trust. And I hope that we do a good job for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They also love Buffy, so I think that's part of it.
Yeah,
I think Buffy really,
really
softens people. It really is like a connecting thing.
Bloomington's third annual Buffy Prom is February 22nd, starting at 6:30 at the Eiffel Building. The lineup includes No Doubt, The Sundays, The Killers, Stone Temple Pilots, Portishead, and Rilo Kiley. You can find more information on Instagram at Buffy Prom Bloomington. For WFIU Arts, I'm Alex Chambers.